This is WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station. Serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM, and beyond, WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, and this is Medieval Overture by Return to Forever, or as Alex Trebek would say, Medieval Overture. FM and WCWP.org. Chicago with Mungo Nucleosis, one of a handful of instrumental tracks on Chicago 7 in 1974. James Panko wrote the song as a tribute to percussionist Mungo Santamaria, whose name was used as an exclamation in the film Blazing Saddles, also released in 74, when Alex Karras's character Mungo first appears. It's the reason baseball announcer Matt Vasgersian is wont to shout Santamaria at a pivotal moment in a game. Mungo Nucleosis featured percussion by Logier G. Oliveira, with Jimmy Panko helping out on timbales and Guille Garcia on congas. Jimmy was on trombone, of course, and sang the nonsensical Que Pecheza vocals with Peter Cetera, bass, and Robert Lamb, Rhodes piano. Lee Lochnane was on trumpet, Walt Parizader on alto sax, Terry Kath on guitar, Danny Serafin on drums, and the background party noises came courtesy of Bobby Rowan, Camellia Ortiz, Hank Steiger, Diane Nini, and Julie Nini. Before that, a simple quartet. Return to Forever with Medieval Overture from Romantic Warrior in 1976. Founding member Chick Corea wrote the overture and played various synthesizers, with Stanley Clark on bass, Al DiMeola on guitar, and Lenny White on drums and percussion, which Chick had a hand in as well. Grover Washington Jr. plays alto sax on the title track to his second 1980 release, Wine Light. Grover Washington Jr. on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Wine Light from Wine Light in 1980. Wine Light, the track anyway, was written by Bill Eaton, who only played on Just the Two of Us, which had vocals by Bill Withers. Grover was on alto sax on the title track, Richard T. on Rhodes piano, Ray Chu and Paul Griffin doubled up on clavinet, Ed Walsh played the Oberheim 8-voice synthesizer, Eric Gale on guitar, Marcus Miller on bass, Steve Gadd on drums, and percussion by Ralph MacDonald, and only Ralph MacDonald, for a change. We'll hear Janet Grice on bassoon next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
This is Janet Grice with Marquinhos No Frevo. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Dan Siegel with Savannah without an H from Hemispheres, which has an H, in 1995. Dan played keyboards on his composition, which included percussion programming, but there was actual percussion by Luis Conte. Additionally, Boney James was on soprano sax, Rick Braun on trumpet with and without a mute, Alan Hines on guitar, Abe Laboriel on bass, and Randy Drake on drums. Before that, Janet Grice on bassoon with Duda's composition Marquinhos No Frevo. Frevo is a Brazilian dance from The Muse in 1989. Duda was José da Silva, a native of Brazil, which is in the Southern Hemisphere, same as Logier de Oliveira, heard last segment with Chicago, in the Northern Hemisphere and the Western Hemisphere at that. Two Brazilians played on Marquinhos no Frevo, which I assume means Marks on the Frevo dance in Portuguese, Vanderlei Pereira on drums and Ciro Baptista with percussion. Teddy Bearloker from Switzerland was on guitar. He had that screaming guitar solo. Janet's fellow Americans on Marquinhos no Frevo were Leo Traversa on bass and Cliff Corman on piano and keyboards. Let's go from Savannah Without an H by Dan Siegel to Savannah With an H by Jean-Luc Ponty. Jean-Luc Ponty on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with the second song named Savannah this segment, but with an H, from No Absolute Time in 1993. Jean-Luc wrote the song and played violin and any keyboards not played by Wally Minko, who was also on piano. Part of Janet Grice's band was from Brazil, and the rest of the players on Jean-Luc's Savannah are from the continent of Africa. Martin Atangana from Cameroon played guitar, Guy Nasangwe from Cameroon, on bass, Mokhtar Samba from Morocco, on drums and percussion like Lenny White, with additional percussion by Abdou Maboup and Sidney Tiam, both from Senegal. A pair of violinists play with special effects next hour, but leading off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, Brian Hughes, who'll put a smile on your face.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Brian Hughes will put a smile on your face with a tune called Smile.
Hi, this is saxophonist and bassist Gerald Albright, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Gerald will have Georgia on his mind in a moment, but that was David Benoit with Coming Up for Air from Fuzzy Logic in 2002. David played piano and wrote the song with Stuart Wade and Neil Angeli of Down to the Bone, the latter two also serving as producers and arrangers. Stuart didn't play, unless you count humming into a dictaphone, but Neil was on keyboards, including clavinet, Ian Crabtree played guitar, Phil Mulford on bass, and David Tyler with drum programming. Down to the Bone is a British group, as is Coldplay, who David will cover in a return appearance next hour. Before David's first song of the night, we heard Brian Hughes with his solo composition, Smile, from Shaken, Not Stirred in 1999. And that's S-H-A-K-I-N apostrophe, not K-E-N, without the apostrophe, which was the name of a David Benoit album in 94. Brian was on guitar and guitar synth, Les Portelli on piano and keyboards, Colin Barrett on bass, Mark Kelso on drums, and percussion by Art Avalos. Taking us into hour two, Gerald Albright, with a combination of two tracks on his 2006 album, New Beginnings. Georgia on My Mind and Georgia on My Mind Reprise.
This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM, and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Hour one ended with Gerald Albright's take on Georgia on My Mind from New Beginnings in 2006, 15 years after playing it live on Live at Birdland West. Georgia on My Mind was written by Hoagy Carmichael and Stuart Gorel in 1930. Hoagy was the first to sing his song, with Ray Charles recording a version 30 years later in 1960, which eventually led the state of Georgia to designate Georgia on My Mind the state anthem in 1979. Gerald played alto sax and backing tenor on his version, with Tracy Carter on piano and keyboards, including organ, John Jubu Smith on guitar, Melvin Davis on bass, and Tony Moore on drums. Hour two begins with saxophonist Boney James, who we heard last hour on soprano sax with Dan Siegel. He plays tenor sax this time on Sundance, without Butch. I think it's over now. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Special effects with Two Dancing, T-W-O Dancing, from All Stars in 2020, 2020. Chiele Minucci wrote the song and played guitars, keyboards, and drum programming. Lau Tizer was on piano and organ, especially at the end. Nelson Rangel on flute, Jerry Brooks on bass, and two violinists. Regina Carter, no relation to Tracy, in the right channel, and Antoine Silverman in the left channel. Regina had the first solo, and Antoine had the second. I guess they were the two dancing, and before Two Dancing, Boney James with Sundance from Solid, also in 2020. Solid. Boney wrote Sundance with Jairus Mosey. Boney was on tenor sax and electric piano, not necessarily Rhodes, and Jairus played keyboards, synth bass called key bass in the liner notes, and drum programming. Omari Williams played cymbals, and Lenny Castro handled percussion. Time for another guitarist and another update on an earlier composition. Ray Oviedo with the 2021 edition of Santa Lucia. Ray Oviedo on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Santa Lucia, like Santa Maria, from Latin Jazz Project Volume 2 in 2021. Ray first wrote Santa Lucia for his 1995 album Zulaya. The new version had Ray on guitar, Phil Hawkins on steel pans, Norbert Stachel on flute, a piano solo by Peter Horvath, David K. Matthews on keyboards, David Belove on bass, Paul Van Wageningen on drums, John Bendich on congas, Carl Perazzo on timbales and all other percussion, and a horn section of Joe Cohen on tenor sax, Mike Olmos on trumpet, and Jeff Cressman and Mike Rinta, both on trombone. Jeff Lorber gets political next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Hi, this is Tony Chiguardo, the host of the Monday night edition of The Rock Show, 4F, free format for free.
And WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Here's Jeff Lorber with the politically motivated Anthem for a New America. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Spyro Gyra with Not Unlike That, from the Rhinebeck Sessions in 2013. And it's called the Rhinebeck Sessions because it was recorded at the Clubhouse in Rhinebeck, New York. Not Unlike That was written collectively by the entire band. Jay Bekenstein was on tenor sax, Tom Schumann on keyboards, including organ, Julio Fernandez on guitar, Scott Ambush on bass, and Lee Pearson on drums and percussion, not unlike Lenny White and Mukhtar Samba. Before that, Jeff Lorber with Anthem for a New America from He Had a Hat in 2007. The hat probably had the Democratic logo on it because Jeff wrote the anthem after the 2006 midterm elections that saw Democrats gain control of the House and Senate, not unlike the 2018 midterm. I used to be openly political, as my early air checks show. but not since that 2006 midterm, and not on social media since mid-2019. And it's not like I was a pompous jerk always opining on political stuff. I just would comment occasionally. Anyway, Jeff played piano and keyboards. Brian Bromberg was on acoustic bass. Scott Ambush played electric. Abe Laboriel Jr. on drums. Abe Sr. played bass for Dan Siegel last hour. And the Krim Symphonic Orchestra. Pieces of a Dream bats third in this segment with Defuse the Situation. Pieces of a Dream on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Defuse the Situation, the letter D, fuse, from Soul, S-O-U-L, Intent, in 2009. Defuse the Situation was written by James Lloyd, keyboards, Curtis Harmon, drums, and Eddie Backus Jr., soprano sax. That's three juniors tonight, two saxophonists and a drummer, and two juniors in one segment, this one. James, Curtis, and Eddie, who sounded like Jay Bekenstein at times, we heard Jay in this segment, were joined by Ron Lawrence on guitar and David Dyson on bass. We'll see the light with Ken Navarro as he leads off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Next.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody.
You always have someone on Saturday night.
The Community Calendar is a public service from your friends at LAU Public Radio.
Hey, it's me, Jay Morabli. Catch me Sundays, 2 to 6 p.m. Eastern on 88.1 FM WCWP as we bring you 4 hours of the hottest rhythmic dance beats, freestyle, dance classics, and heartbeat love jams. Plus, the world-famous DFK Mix All-Stars live and in the mix. Trust me, you're going to love it. It's not dance, it's DFK, celebrating over 2 decades here at WCWP.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
As promised, Ken Navarro with Into the Light. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Kenny G with Legacy, featuring the sound of Stan Getz. Stan G, a double entendre because his nickname was The Sound. Legacy is on new standards, inspired by the old standards, in 2021. Kenny played soprano sax and backing tenor and wrote Legacy with Randy Waldman, who was on piano. Stan Getz, who worked with Chick Corea around the time of Return to Forever, was on lead tenor sax via samples that were programmed by Joachim Vandersag. John Raymond was on nylon string guitar, which is acoustic. Carlitos Del Puerto was on acoustic bass. Danny Bejarano on drums, percussion by Ron Powell, who's worked with Brian Hughes, and the strings were arranged and conducted by William Ross. Before that, Ken, not Kenny, Navarro, with Into the Light, the title track to his 2020 release. Ken wrote all the songs on Into the Light by himself, and on the title track, he played acoustic and electric guitars. Rob Holmes was on tenor sax, like Stan Getz. Jay Rowe played piano, keyboards, including organ, and percussion programming, like Dan Siegel. Gary Granger was on electric bass, and his brother Greg on drums. David Benoit is back with a Coldplay cover. Viva la Vida!
Hey, it's Jay Morabli, and you're listening to the only show that gets me to kick back and relax, Instrumental Invasion with my man, Mike Shimeri.
My man, Jay, closes his DFK shows with the phrase, live life one act at a time, make a difference every day. And the song we just heard was David Benoit's cover of Viva La Vida, Spanish for Live Life, by Coldplay, from David Benoit and Friends in 2019. The cover was a duet with David on piano and Justin Chung on cello. That leaves us with Willie Bradley. Brassitude is his song from It's My Time, Absolutely, in 2021. It was written by Jeff Kennedy on drums along with Willie and his mates from Brass Attack BBZ. The first B is for Willie Bradley, the second B is for Johnny Britt, and the Z is for Rob Zinn. They all played trumpet and flugelhorn. Mo Witsit was on piano and keyboards, Gary Johnson on guitar, Robert Skinner on bass, and percussion by Curtis McCain. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Brassitude by Willie Bradley and friends takes us out. So long.